This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Here we go. Mavericks highlights from today's press conference as we open up hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You'll hear from Klay Thompson. You'll hear from Najee Marshall, and you'll hear from Quentin Grimes as well as Antonio Daniels. Just a Mavs audio fest here for you in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. General at your service. There's Broadus. Wolchuk is in attendance. Lucius Alexander is here. Eric Schiafalo has morning show duty. Send him some love there, working with RJ and Bobby this week. He's sounding good.
They're doing a great job. It really is. Great show.
And a salute to Carter Freeman as well for coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's go cut six here, Clay. What has closing that chapter in Golden State been like for you? Here he is.
I mean, probably a little disappointed at first, but then as time goes on, you have a lot of time to reflect and you realize what you did. They can't take that away from you as far as the championships or, I mean, records are meant to be broken, but the impact you have on a community and all that, that will forever live. And sometimes, you know, breakups are necessary to do what's right. And I'm not the first athlete in the NBA to go through this. I did grow up in Portland, and I remember when Scottie Pippen came to the Blazers. That was like the biggest day of my life. And I'm not saying I'm Scottie, but they were right there against the Lakers, almost won a chip. So I take a lot of inspiration from past athletes and how their careers might have gone, you know, astray when they either left the team or joined a new team. And some guys thrive, and I look forward to just kind of being rejuvenated here and playing a good basketball left in the tank.
You believe that? A lot of good basketball left in Clay's tank?
I think offensively. Absolutely. I think defensively we'll see, you know, what he still has left. But I don't think, you know, he's not going to have to be asked to do as much, carry as much as he had to do with Golden State, with what Luka's able to bring to the table and Kyrie, of course. So I think he's going to fit into his role beautifully. But I did think when he was talking about that Scottie Pippen, you know, you live that. So, I mean, how much do you think that is something that is comparable? The Scottie Pippen addition there to Portland almost does help them get to a championship. Mavs were three wins away.
I mean, I wish Klay Thompson was still at the level that Scottie Pippen was, but Scottie Pippen was such a great defender, not only on the ball, but team. And his basketball IQ was so immense that he was the kind of guy that even as his scoring went down, he still had a massive impact. You know, there was a Jason Kidd-like component to Scottie Pippen's game. And I don't know if Klay Thompson was ever that level of player, maybe. But, you know, I don't know how far Klay has slipped and what he can do and if it's going to be worth the risk, because I think you have to have elite defense and you're already, kind of fighting an uphill battle with Luka and Kyrie on the court together at the same time. Now you put Klay out there. But I just right now I'm in a mode kind of like with Nico that I'm with Chris Young. Right, I just have full belief in their vision. The leadership team that the Mavs have put together, I think it's as good or better than ever.
I feel that with Nico and the staff over there and with, again, the coaches and stuff, that they probably looked at Klay Thompson and feel they understand what his limitations are. And for them to be willing to make the commitment to him for the number of years and the finances that they did, they obviously feel like that there's still something left. Clearly the shooting is there. I do feel like, though, if he, Klay Thompson to me seems like he gets into a good place, he gets into a good rhythm, all of a sudden the buy-in. We saw a lot of guys buy in that they're not great defensive players for the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of guys that when it came down to, and they were one of the best teams in the league when it came to clutch games,
yeah,
in the last 4 minutes of a game. You get a guy that knocks down shots that way, the way that he does, the defensive buy-in. Give me the guy that's going to knock down the shots and might, when they make a stop or two, that he helps.
Yeah.
I just need that ability to, you know, when there's those key possessions at the end of the game and you're not missing shots. You know, that's how teams get back into these games. All of a sudden, it's the last 3 minutes. It's a missed shot. It's another empty possession. It's another empty possession. Oh, you missed a free throw now, and now you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson, I think, is going to, when all of a sudden things get a little hairy, him knocking down shots is going to be more important to this team than his ability to play defense in the last 4 minutes.
What I think we saw with Boston is how devastating it is when you can't cheat off anybody.
Right.
Like, you could leave Derek Jones Jr. and be like, well, I don't think he's going to beat us.
Yeah.
Now, if you do that to Klay, I will absolutely torch you.
Yes, yeah. And at some point in this presser, he said that. You can't leave me open. And absolutely, that's 100% accurate. And I think that they realized, okay, a big reason we lost to the Celtics was we did not have enough spot-up three-point shooters. And Klay's going to do that for you. I think Grimes and Najee Marshall are the two guys that are going to be the enforcers on the defensive side.
Okay, what was your – we'll get to Najee Marshall in just a second, Brian.
You know, and a year more of growth of Lively, too.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I think that now you're starting – piece together this thing. You have Klay for a reason for the shots. These other guys, I think, are the ones that are going to be the dirty work, the stuntmen, and the when they need those stops.
Lively's going to be incredible. I mean, big men really don't come into their own until their late 20s, and
right.
He has such a huge head start with his basketball IQ and his athleticism and the way that he applied it his rookie year. Mm. Yeah. Okay. What was your relationship with Kyrie Irving? How did it influence your decision to come to the Mavs? Here's Klay.
Kyrie and I are good friends. I mean, we came in the league together in 2011. We played on Team USA together twice. Obviously, we played against each other in the highest stages for many years, and I've always been a fan of Kai's game, and guarding him was hell, so it's nice to be on the other end of that for once and see other defenders get loose and get shook by him. That's going to be a good sight to see. And then part two, at this point in my career, I mean, still can't leave me open, and I can guard, and I'm just excited. I still think I can do what I've been able to do, and it's just about being in the best shape I can possibly be, but I know I can help this team, whether it's the knowledge I've gained or big scoring nights. I just still know I can be a very, very good player in this league.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You know, maybe not capable anymore of defending the absolute best perimeter stars in the game, but you brought in one of those. You're developing more of those.
Yeah.
And that's been a topic as we, pardon me, hear from Najee Marshall. What was it like trying to lock Luka down, and how much of a relief is it to be on his team now? Here's cut number 9 for the Mavs presser.
Definitely a relief. Man, Luka's a high-level player, man. So locking down, I won't use that word, but maintain, you know, all three levels, just unbelievable. So just to be on his team, like Klay said, let him do that to other people, I'm going to get enjoyment out of that for real.
So that's a good segue into Antonio Daniels, who was on with the KMC Masterpiece. I guess this is while I was out of town.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that's
it
why
was.
I hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Daniels is a great basketball talker, great dunker, great player in his time. You hear him on NBA radio, but he's also the analyst on the play-by-play for the Pelicans, and he went viral for this clip across multiple social media platforms, and he's always a popular interview. Here's Antonio on Najee and what he was able to observe there in New Orleans.
All right, so tell us about him, because, you know, it was basically like they – they got him and they lose Derek Jones Jr. And what kind of a player is that? I know he's a good corner three guy, versatile defensive player on the perimeter. Who's his NBA comp?
I mean, his NBA comp is him. You know, like, I don't really – it's not like he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, Najee's been in this league for a while. So he's sat, he's watched, he's learned through vision, and when the opportunity has presented itself, he has made the most of it. This past year in New Orleans, he only started one game. 2 years prior to, he started a numerous amount of games, 20-plus games, and almost averaged 15 points per game in those starts.
Let's go.
So, like, again, this a lot of times things are based on, like, do I know this guy? Like, is this guy a household name? And just because a guy is not a household name doesn't mean that he cannot impact your organization. Najee Marshall is a heck of a dude, one. He was the toughest guy on the New Orleans Pelicans team last year since he's been here. He has been the enforcer in New Orleans, which is wild to say because we're used to enforcers being Charles Oakley or Dale Davis or Antonio Davis. Najee Marshall, 6'5", 6'6", and is one of the toughest guys. I can guarantee you this. Nobody will be pushing Luka around.
Ooh, you got to love that.
Yeah, that'll get you fired up.
And obviously with Sean and RJ, not KMC, I'm not sure how I got that on my mind, but that's great audio. The kind of guy who I think did was it him or was it Quentin Grimes who led the league in minutes on the best perimeter stars in the NBA? I saw that stat, but they went out specifically and found guys they believe can be locked down against, you know, your guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Paul George, and also, you know, hit threes at higher than 35%. I think that's specifically what they were looking for.
Well, it was Najee who they were calling the SGA stopper. So he certainly has done a great job when they've had those matchups with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But Derrick Jones Jr. was number one when it came to defense on the best ball handler on a post. So you did lose that. But I think they're looking at Najee and what he can potentially do. He's going to have to prove it, though, against other guards that aren't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And that's the one thing that Derrick Jones Jr. was so good at, the Najee and Quentin Grimes combination. And Quentin Grimes is one of those guys that's so good at fighting through screens as well. He's got that pit bull kind of mentality when he plays.
Yeah, they definitely got tougher. And I think they got tougher with even Klay Thompson.
Well, mentally. I mean, think about what he's able to provide leadership-wise.
You talk about a guy that's clearly battle-tested. He's seen it all. He's been through locker room wars and problems that they've had to deal with. He doesn't get rattled the way he plays.
Yeah.
You know, he had to go from a starting role to a reserve role off the bench and stuff. You know, he just seems like now he sounds like a very comfortable guy.
Yeah, and I don't think Luka needs anybody to protect him. I don't think he needs a bodyguard. But if you have a guy who's super tough that can try to impose that back on other team stars, I don't feel like we really have had a lot of that.
I just don't feel like that people really want to test Luka that way. It doesn't bother him. Like, the more you try and get in his grill, the better he responds to that.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the fan base, he's got a very much of me against the world mentality.
Yeah, he'll drain a shot in your face and let you know about it afterwards.
He I think he relishes that. But yeah, if he drives the lane and gets a hard foul or two, you've got some guys that'll handle that.
Some more from Clay here. Have you and your dad made up after the decision to not go to the Lakers?
Yeah, my dad was disappointed. I don't really haven't talked to him much about it, but at the end of the day, he was happy for me. He was a little selfish in his business interests because he wanted me to be at home with the family. I was like, Dad, I've been in California my whole life. I got to experience something new. So he understood, and he's actually really excited for me, and he thinks we have a great shot to do something special here, not just this year, but for many years. So he was all on board once the dust settled and he realized that it was really a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I think that's an incredibly unique situation, but maybe we need to get used to that now. We were told that Nico has special relationships with players and is, you know, looked at as a kind of a mentor in a lot of ways. And then, you know, obviously your head coach has a tremendous amount of respect from the players from this generation.
Where I misevaluated Nico is that, yes, I thought relationships were good to have. He actually has a basketball brain.
Yeah.
Like his desire to evaluate, and I don't know who he's, I mean, maybe he's got people over he's talking to, or maybe he's sitting down and saying, you know what, we're not good enough here. We have to get better here. Relationships, great. Selling ideas, great. But to be able to execute and to have the ability to evaluate where you're at, that's where I need to give him a lot more credit than I did.
Yeah, I think it was easy to doubt him because
you just thought he was a shoe guy. You know, you're thinking he's going to get run over in this league, and his learning curve you thought was going to be really steep. Not at all. The learning curve with him, you know, maybe they've had some guys in the organization that have helped him with some advice, but he has picked this up really, really quickly.
Okay, then we'll get a little bit from Quentin Grimes, the player they got from Detroit. Here's the article that I was referring to, Woolchuck. The Smoking Cuban had a tweet from at the B-Ball Index. Mm-hmm. They have a matchup difficulty stat. A lot of these metrics are different. One of them might have ranked Derek Jones Jr. as the number one guy for guarding the highest caliber offensive players is what this. This has Quentin Grimes at number one.
Well, let's go.
Here's cut 36. I'm sorry. Yeah, cut 36 from Quentin Grimes. Why do you take so much pride in guarding the other team's toughest player?
Yeah, I definitely take a lot of pride on the defensive end. I think once I made that transition to Houston from Kansas, like Coach Sampson, it's a you got to give 110% or he going to run you to death. And I wasn't trying to run. So I just made sure every time I stepped on the court, it just kind of just stuck with me. And then once I went to the Knicks, everybody know Tibbs, like you got to give it 110% again or he's not going to play you. As a rookie, you got to earn that trust some other way besides pounding the air out the ball. I knew that wasn't going to be the way. So then in my second year, me getting every assignment from Trae Young and Jason Tatum, I wanted to make sure I'm trying to make the guys whoever I'm guarding kind of life hell for real. So I'm going out there trying to make it hard every single time. I got a lot of pride in that end. Not going to let you score on me. You're going to score on me, I'm going to tip your hat. It's probably going to be a tough bucket. So but I'm going to keep coming at you on defensive end, offensively as well. So take a lot of pride in that end.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that score 20 points a game in college, and you get here, and it's like, well, we're not going to ask you to score. But if you can go shut down the game's best players or make life hell on them, then you got yourself a career. And in today's NBA, that looks like 5 years and about $80 million. It's real easy to get motivated and take pride in that defense if that's, you know, generational wealth, essentially. So congrats and welcome to town. Welcome back to Texas there for Quentin Grimes. It's got to be exciting for him as well. Okay, time now for a top 10. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Well, over the weekend, we celebrated National Fried Chicken Day. I've got the top 10 best fried chicken dishes. What's your favorite dish when it comes to fried chicken? That's next in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.